The solving of the theological problems is a good thing to do, but I think it doesn't help anybody particularly in their day-to-day lives. But the key thing, the big discovery for me was this, the fact that the sacrifice is in heaven. Like, what we're celebrating on earth is a sacrament of something that's going on in heaven. We join in it. So it brings the resurrection back front and center. Like, our whole emphasis on the cross at Mass, to my mind, is a truncated view of the thing. Like, you go into churches now and there's nothing but a crucifix. Like, and that wasn't the way. Like, traditionally, there was always resurrection signs in churches. There was always Jesus as he is, rather than Jesus as he was on the cross 2,000 years ago. So, you got to get beyond the cross. You can't leave the cross behind, obviously, and it has to be part of our thing. It's a key symbol for Christianity. But the resurrection has been lost sight of, it seems to me, like in our churches, in our way of viewing the Mass. So it changes, I have found, my whole view of the Mass. Sort of kind of totally, and I think it would be a way that would be good for people to see that the Mass is a joyful occasion and is meant to be a joyful occasion. You should be singing all the time, and that the cross is a means, that the cross shouldn't, you have to have it, it's there, it's important, but the emphasis should be on Jesus as he is, not as he was 2,000 years ago, but as he is in heaven now and at Mass. He's with us at Mass to get the whole focus on the living Jesus, the resurrected Jesus. That would be the importance of this as far as I am concerned.
And I think that's helpful, because what strikes me is that if we were to come to it from that position, and we know that, and I think it's easy for people to identify with the suffering Jesus, because this, people suffer a lot, and our churches are packed on Good Friday. They're never so packed on Easter Sunday. Yeah. But I think part of the reason for that is that split, that dichotomy, that still runs there, that it's hard to find joy, not afterwards, but in the suffering. Mm-hmm. And yet, in somehow, I think that's what you're getting to. And it's a slight, it is a mystical kind of a notion that something even like in that, yeah. The heart of pain and suffering, if we are one with Christ in that, then the power we draw on is a resurrected power.
Oh yeah, something like that. Just when you mentioned it there about the joy, somehow it seems that's where Pope Francis is touching into something deep like this. Like, he puts the whole emphasis on joy, that we should find the joy. And I think this would help to see the Mass, the central thing that we do as Christians, as a joyful thing, and to understand it. Anyway, to get the living Jesus back front and center again to me, and that he's not. Like, people think of him in the past tense. You talk about Jesus, you'll always use the past tense. You don't talk about Jesus is and what he is now doing, and that he's guiding the church now in real time. Just that whole thing is helped by this, understanding the Mass according to this notion of a sacrifice. Get the idea of the sacrifice, because it's a sacrifice, a key word for us, but it's a joyful thing, a party.
And within that, where would you, people talk about the ministry of the word, how do you see that within that, the sacrifice of the Mass notion?
Well, the sacrifice only begins at the offertory. So it's the offertory, the Eucharistic prayer and communion that are the sacrifice. The word is preparation. Like, you have to have the word to know anything. Like, Jesus first of all preached. You have to know this, you know, like, that the word is essential in order to be able to enter into the sacrifice. That you have to know about it, you have to be brought to it, you have to believe in it. So the word is preparatory, the way it was for Christ. You can't do any of these things without knowing what you're doing. And so the word is essential for that reason.
And so now you say that this has changed your whole experience of the Mass. Can you explain that a bit for me?
Well, just like, I think one of the first things was this becoming so upset about the way our churches have lost all sense of the living Jesus, like, with the whole focus on the crucifix. Like, the crucifix, you go into most modern churches, you have a big crucifix up at the front, and on, and many of them not another thing. So the whole reality of heaven is lost sight of. Like, you don't have saints' images, they're not as popular as they were. Whereas you go into an Eastern Rite church, and there's nothing but images of heaven. Like, the Eastern Rite churches, the church is heaven on earth, and that's the way we should see it. And like, and that has become a new reality for me. I just get more and more kind of upset going into our Western churches in this style of Like, and it goes back a long way.
So if you were looking, is this a liturgical issue, or
Oh, there are key liturgical things, yes. Oh, of course there are, oh yeah.
And what would you be saying, what would you be saying to liturgists?
Well, just aspects of it, it doesn't affect everything. In one particular liturgical thing where I took issue with the modern thing is that the offertory, they don't like, liturgists, a lot of them, most of them, don't like to talk about offertory, that's the preparation of the gifts. So it's not a true offertory, whereas I believe it is. Like, the offertory is the cross at Mass. Like, the cross has to be there, obviously, but that's the offertory. The offertory is Jesus was the offertory on the cross. So at the offertory, we offer our bread and wine as us offering ourselves with him on the cross. But once the offertory is over, you're in heaven. Like, that's the whole idea of the holy, holy, holy. Like, people often said it about you're going into heaven, but this makes it more sense, is that you are actually going into heaven. What your the sacrament of the priest praying the Eucharistic prayer is him, Jesus, praying for us at his Father's right hand. And communion is the banquet in heaven. So the offertory is the cross. So if I have, when I'm organizing a chapel, I have the cross, the crucifix at the offertory table. But then you don't have the crucifix on the altar. The altar is in heaven. So you've gone beyond the crucifix and you're in heaven. So there's that whole liturgical thing. It would change how we decorate our churches. It would change, anyway, it would change how you think about it.